the Baptists supported didn't have dance. Now, we had one school here in Texas, the name Texas College, they made the boy stand behind the girl to dance at that college. But it's just, you know, customs. The things have changed, you know.
Did you ever hear any other names for Czechoslovakian or Bohemian?
No. Czech, that's about all.
Is that insulting or?
I wouldn't think so. It's just like you call a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You call him Mexican.
Any other names for Mexican?
That's about all I know.
Did you ever hear any insulting names for him?
No.
What about for a German? You never heard any names for Germans?
Mm-hmm.
What about for an Irishman? And
no.
An Italian?
No, well, they call Italian. You used to call them Dago a long time ago when I was a kid, but you don't see them now because they used to all be in the grocery store business, but it's all the Chinese people and Japanese people.
There's a lot of Chinese and Japanese in Houston?
Oh, yeah.
What areas do they live in? Any special areas?
Wherever they can get a stove. Behind the stove.
Do you ever hear any names for Lithuanians?
No, I don't.
What about for Polish people?
Call them Polak.
Is that insulting?
I wouldn't think so.
And Puerto Ricans?
No.
What about for Greeks?
I don't know.
And Englishmen?
No.
And someone from Scotland?
Spanish.
Any insulting names?
No, I don't know.
What about for Cubans?
No, I don't know any insulting names.
And Russians?
I don't know.
What about Frenchmen?
I don't know of any.
What about for the Frenchmen in Louisiana?
Well, now, here's the thing. You see, he is not a direct Frenchman. He's a descendant.
Mm-hmm.
But they can just call him Kool-Aid from Louisiana. You say Kool-Aid.
How does that sound? Is that supposed to be insulting?
No, they don't get mad. They're mad.
What would you call a Scandinavian?
I don't know.
And do you ever hear any names for a member of the Republican Party? Joking or insulting names for Republicans?
No.
What about for Democrats?
Uh-oh.
And have you ever heard of a word game that children would play where one child would come up and he'd insult the other one? That's sort of a rhyme, maybe. Insult, say something against the other one's parents, maybe their mother, or refer to the fact that the child was poor, something like that. It'd be just a word game. You never heard of anything like that? What about sounding or playing the dozen?
No, they play the dozen.
Huh?
But there ain't no playing there. They call that playing done, but they're angry with one another. So there's really not no playing.
What is playing the dozens exactly?
Well, it's talking about a person's mother and father.
Uh-huh. Give me an example of what they
do. Well, they just talk about them as dead as they can. You know, they don't know. It's more or less something made up. You when kids play that, and they really not speaking the truth. They just trying to see how low they can talk about one another's parents.
Did just boys do it, or the boys and girls?
Boys and girls do